This is CliffCentral.com.
Mateo Caba is from the ACA, and it's a three-year academic bursary to help people who want to study copywriting at the AAA School of Advertising. This is a terrific, great initiative. Very, very nice. Applications accepted online via the ACA website opened on Monday the 24th of June, and they close on Sunday the 7th of July. So you've still got a bit of time. Mate, this is cool. Tell us about it. What did I leave out?
You haven't left anything out. You're quite precise and quite correct. But what I would like to just, it has been an industry need for us to educate copywriters, to bring copywriters into the fold. And like your colleague has said, there's a shortage of quality copywriters. Yeah. You may have millions and millions of them, but the quality ones, there's a shortage of. Right. So it was important to us for us as the ACA, because we're an industry body. We need to ensure that the industry has the right resources in order to keep on making us greater. And copywriting is a very, very key part of the advertising value chain. But not just advertising. Digital, we need writers.
Well, the whole communications business.
Yeah. Business, yes.
And it's a very conceptual field. It's not just about being able to spell a sentence more or less correctly. You need to have the idea. Everything's collaborative, and it's not necessarily the responsibility for the idea doesn't live with one person, and the rest of the team is exonerated. And sometimes, you know, a visual person, a designy person can have a great idea for a conceptual route, but it is at least as much, if not more, the copywriter's responsibility to have ideas for other people to execute. People, there's a misconception. I was mentioning it earlier in a rant that I started about what a copywriter is. And so you were saying there's a lack of quality copywriters. I completely agree. It's very hard to hire a good young one. But there's also a misunderstanding as to what it is. People think any form of being able to more or less write and spell is copywriting. And it's not. Advertising, conceptual copywriting in advertising is a very specific art form, a very specific discipline. It doesn't mean while you were in high school, you wrote for housemusicislife.co.za and you used to be a blogger, so now you're a copywriter. Or you've done, and no disrespect to people who've done this, but you've done like a BA English Literature or you've done creative writing. You're not trained in advertising.
And that is true. What you're saying is true. But also for me, I think it's a skill that can be learned. If you're a great storyteller.
Yeah, if you've got the talent to begin with, you can learn it.
Yes.
Similarly to graphic design.
Yeah.
If you're visually inclined, you can learn it. Some people, to be fair, will always be hopeless at it.
Yeah.
There are some people who will never be able to draw more than a stick figure.
Yeah.
But yes, anyone with the potential and the talent can learn copyright.
Right. But I'm interested in what Mate said here. So you say it can be learned. So this is a 3-year academic bursary. So 3 years, you can really refine your skills. You can become competent in ways that maybe you weren't when you came straight out of school or straight out of some other qualification. And this is at AAA. You rate them, right?
They're a respected organization.
There are respected school within our industry. And as the ACA, we used to own the AAA.
Yeah.
And we've sold the AAA, and Richfield Group now owns the AAA. So we know the history of the AAA. We know the courses that have the excellence of the lecturers at the AAA, the excellence of the courses at AAA. So it's a school that we trust that we can put younglings through it, and they can make it at that school. And when they come out, they're a good product to provide this resource to the industry. But also what is critical for us is that the standard of copywriting has always been about English. English has been the language. But we look at, and I know you two white boys, you can't relate, but for us, Sia and I, when we see memes coming out, and it's memes in African languages that are so well written, that are so clever, that are so, they pull at the heartstrings at times.
I'm actually colored, by the way.
And it would be lost in translation if you were to try to explain it to
and
someone
to translate
else.
It.
Similarly to any language, really, there's humor.
Yes. And so now we as the ACA are saying, let's hone those young people who can do
and
that.
And there's so much opportunity for them. I mean, if you can take like advertising, because there's more to just, like, so say for example you need to become an economic accountant.
Mm.
Yes, you need to know all of the maths, yeah, but you also have to be taught about the economy and about, yeah, like the industry you're in.
Yeah.
So a big part of an advertising qualification is learning the whole of advertising, yeah, and then also the discipline where you create output, so copywriting.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can sit with some great artisan of a writer and practice writing for 3 straight years. You're still not going to know advertising when, yeah, you come out. That's a real qualification. Triple, yeah, A is one of the 3 most respected schools.
Yeah.
They, you know, that it's a comprehensive 3-year course. I mean, especially if you're of color, but any young person who's got talent and has done that course will, mm, have plenty of opportunity, yeah, in the ad industry.
Just another thing. It's not just the 3-year course, because we can't discount the young kids who don't have qualification to do a degree.
Okay.
There's also the diploma, the 2-year diploma. So when everybody's applying and we see what your qualification is in terms, okay, of, are you a degree student or are you a diploma
and
student?
And there's opportunity for everyone.
Yes. So we want to make it equal and fair for everybody. Everybody has a chance to actually come and participate and be part of this initiative. So as they apply on the website, we are going to assess those applications from a writing perspective, from a,
sure,
qualification perspective, and say, okay, these – we can see in their motivations, in their applications, they actually fit within the degree stream or they fit in the diploma stream.
And there's equal opportunity for both of those.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, that's, yeah, brilliant. But what do people have to do? What kind of people are you looking for and how do they apply?
Basically, you go on to the acasa.co.za and there's a tab for bursaries. You go into the bursaries and you apply. There's an application form. You fill in the application form. You put in the motivational documents that you're required to do. And as it closes, we are then going to just people need to apply on the website. That's what they need.
It's acasa, as Matis just said, .co.za. And if you want to go along, acceptance to the courses remains dependent on the results contained within the academic transcript of those individuals applying for the bursary. So it's, yeah, not just an open call.
Yeah.
You still have to be qualified to get in. And applications will be accepted online via the ACA website until the 7th of July. So get in there if you can. So copywriters, you basically need a bunch more of these people to do advertising better and to keep churning out really successful ads. By the way, the ACA... It's worth just mentioning what you guys do at the ACA. You're the official representative body for the communications and advertising profession,
yeah,
representing agencies in the profession, which at present constitutes 95% of South Africa's measured ad spend.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We
have a huge membership. We have 90% of the advertising agencies within the country are members of the ACA. So transformation is a big thing for us as the ACA, and education is the first stab at transformation and impactful and visible transformation you will see through education. So our education and training portfolio is very, very important in driving all these initiatives that will make an impact on the industry.
All right. Well, Mate, thank you for coming to tell us about this.
Thank you.
Best of luck, acasa.co.za, if you want to go and find out more and you can sign up. Then you'll help Mate and Gord, who are both like massively passionate about
this. I think it's really important. I mean, it's like it's a real problem in the industry, and it's something that's been bothering me for a few years.
Yeah.
I once spent a year failing to hire a copywriter because I just wasn't prepared to accept someone who wasn't. My criteria were young copywriter, 2 years experience working in advertising or media, and a qualification in copywriting.
Yeah.
And you get everybody that, again, creative writing from UCT, English Lit, 5 years of blogging, journalism. It's like, no, I need copywriters.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Good stuff. Thanks, Mate.
Thank you.
Very good. This is CliffCentral.com.